Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Stuff that changed the world.
The mobile phone.
The internet changed the world.
Penicillin, I would have thought.
I would say sanitation.
It changes everything.
This week, it's the wheelchair, which is a very interesting choice to make, Simon, because it throws up, I suppose, it's not just about the invention of the thing itself, but the attitudes through the ages towards disabled people.
Yeah, it's really interesting, Sean. Like, just there when you were reading out the text, I was thinking the wheelchair was only mass-produced in the 19th century for the first time. So for the vast majority of our shared human history, there was nothing really for the disabled community to use to go around. And that's kind of shocking in a way. But as you say, the evolution of the wheelchair in the 19th century as a mass-produced item, it's representative of changing ideas about how we look after more vulnerable people in the community. Also about, it's often considered aligned with the rise of humanism and ideas of individuality and a reduction in kind of this idea of religious ideas of being disabled being God's will, so to speak.
Yes, yeah. Or indeed, if you were born disabled, that... Yeah, this was some sort of punishment somehow, or that there was something wrong with you other than the fact you were disabled. That oftentimes people who were born disabled were killed in the Dark Ages, just because they were different.
Indeed, I mean, it's if we go back to the 16th century when the first ever wheelchair, purpose-built wheelchair, was invented, it often took kind of famous figures at the time, often political figures or kings or queens who were disabled, to kind of popularize the idea that, well, actually, no, we can devise a contraption that will help people who don't have the use of their legs to get around. So an example of that, Sean, would be King Philip II of Spain. He was the person who was he was the first person ever to use a purpose-built wheelchair in 1595. So what did the earliest wheelchair look like? It looked like a very posh drawing room chair on four little wheels, to be honest. of engineering put into it. But it did have an adjustable backrest and it had a little platform to put his feet on. Philip II suffered from chronic gout. And he used the wheelchair, and while he was in the wheelchair, he always wore his onesie. And the reason he wore his onesie is because it allowed him to have good blood flow through his body to help with his gout.
Did he have gout because he just drank too much port?
Too much wine and red beef.
Quite the same thing. Prior to that, then, was there any form of transport or mobility for disabled people?
Yeah, so we think that the earliest contraption that people used as a wheelchair was, and this sounds rather cruel, but unfortunately it's the truth, was actually a wheelbarrow. So the wheelbarrow was invented during the Han Dynasty in China in 2 AD. And it looked very much like the wheelbarrow does today. It's not an apparatus that has evolved very much. It had one wheel at the front and two arms coming out of the back, which a person would lift and transport the vehicle. It was used for carrying rocks as well, of course, but often people were carried in it as well. At this time, you know, like even with the 16th century wheelchair, it was called an invalid's chair. The word wheelchair is very much a 19th century invention. It didn't exist until then.
I suppose the difference then between all the contraptions you've described so far is that somebody else would push you around the place. When did someone come up with the idea of a wheelchair where you could, a self-propelling one?
Yeah, that's absolutely key, because, you know, a wheelchair is only It only fulfills its ultimate objective when you can self-propel and you can have, autonomy over your own movement. That's why the modern wheelchair is a miracle of engineering, because you're not depending on somebody else, so to speak. A German man by the name of Farfler, Stephen Farfler, came up with the first self-propelled wheelchair in the 17th century, mid-17th century, 1655. Now, it looks more like a kind of a tricycle than anything. It was basically a hand bicycle or a hand-propelled. It had hand pedals on the front.
Through a series of cogs
and cranks, you were able to move yourself around. This was a one-off thing. He was an amputee himself, and it worked for him. But as I say, nothing ever came of it. It's not until the 19th century that we see the wheelchair becoming something that you would regularly see around the place. And in Europe, the place where this happened was Bath. If any listeners have been to the beautiful city of Bath in England, it is famous for its spa waters. People would go there to take the waters if they were disabled, in the hope of being cured or getting some relief. A man by the name of John Dawson developed what was called the Bath wheelchair, not because it was shaped like a bath, but because he came from the city of Bath. And you will have seen this in movies. It lasted right into the early part of the 20th century. I seem to recall it being in an episode of Downton Abbey, perhaps, as well, in an earlier season. But the big change with this, Sean, was, and this is something that hasn't changed in wheelchairs since the 19th century, is that the rear wheels are really large, which means that the larger the wheel, the less likely they are to get jammed with pebbles or anything like that. So it was made of wicker. It had a long front and one wheel at the bow. It also had a kind of an inverse rudder, so to speak, a kind of a pull which was attached to the bow wheel, which the user would use to steer. Again, it's not self-propelled. It needed someone to push. Or there are many instances recorded where it was hooked up to the back of a donkey, Sean.
Well, that makes sense.
Why not?
Why not? I don't see why it shouldn't, really. So that popularised the use of it, though I suppose not everybody can afford a donkey. Given that there was an increase in the amount of wheelchairs, did that make it more affordable to people?
Yeah, absolutely. John Dawson was mass producing these. There were different levels of, if you were buying a premium John Dawson Bath wheelchair, you could get a convertible one with a hood, which you could draw down over you if it was raining, particularly nice. Or you could get a more simple wicker one. The wicker, of course, was much more comfortable than a wooden one because it had a bit more give. However, things really begin to change in 1881, Sean, which is when the first push rim wheelchair was invented. This is a word that wasn't familiar to me until a few days ago, but when I explain what it is, you'll associate it immediately with the modern wheelchair. And that is the fact that modern wheelchairs, on the large rear wheels, there's always a second steel rim attached to the actual wheel itself or the tire, and that is for self-propulsion.
Yes,
so
of course,
you can propel yourself. That changed everything in the world of wheelchairs, because it meant for the first time that you could have full autonomy over your movement, that you could move yourself around. Previously people had complained that, well, obviously they'd push the wheels themselves to propel themselves forward, but you're getting your hands covered in mud or whatever it is. And as you can imagine, 19th century streets weren't particularly clean. So the push rim was vital. The other thing that really changed towards the end of the 19th century is that we begin to see a crossover between bicycle technology and wheelchair technology. So, for example, the wheelchair borrows the idea of spoked wheels, which makes the wheel much lighter. We also see steel tubing coming in, the use of rubber tires, much like a bicycle wheel, which means that you've got much more of a comfortable journey in your wheelchair. So all these things, including the invention of the caster wheel, which I love. I never never knew that was the word for it. But the caster wheel is the two front wheels in a wheelchair, which are really small, but they're able to swivel.
Yes.
And then you've got fantastic direction options, and you don't have to just go in one direction.
Now, Henry Jennings, what did he do for the wheelchair? It seems as if he's kind of credited with inventing the modern wheelchair.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Henry Jennings, his business partner, a man by the name of Herbert Everest, I believe, he had been paralysed in a mining accident. And he asked Jennings to come up with a wheelchair which he could bring in his car. This was invented in 1933, when the car was becoming much more ubiquitous. And you can't throw a big, massive contraption like the traditional wheelchair into a car. So Jennings came up with the world's first collapsible wheelchair. It was made out of steel tubing. It had a leather seat and a leather back, which was obviously a soft material that could fold up. And you were able to fold it up and put it in the back of your car. And it changed everything. These guys, Everest and Jennings, their company, by the 1970s, they were making the vast majority of the world's wheelchairs. There are Everest and Jennings wheelchairs all over the world to this day.
Crikey. Now, the motorised wheelchair, there was a picture, I think you tweeted, where there was a battery in the back of it. My
huge
God, the size
battery
of the thing.
Huge, yeah. So the motorised wheelchair, yeah, it was battery operated. It was invented in 1953. At a time, I suppose, this is the immediate aftermath of World War II. There were a huge amount of veterans from that conflict who had not only perhaps lost the use of their legs, but may also have lost the use of one or part or both of their arms, indeed. And the motorized wheelchair obviously gave more options to these users. It was invented by this Canadian man by the name of George Klein. It's a Canadian. In fact, when I was reading up about this the other day, Sean, the motorized wheelchair is a real pride of Canada. Like, it's the Canadians really see it as one of their great kind of contributions to modern life.
Well, indeed, it is.
Which it is, absolutely. Now, how did it work? It had a maximum speed of 4 kilometres per hour, which is probably quite fast for a wheelchair. It could go for 30 kilometres without running out of battery. And it had a joystick, of course. Motorised wheelchairs to this day have a tiny little joystick on one of the pads on the left or right. And you could move it using that joystick.
Yeah. It's a fascinating story, really, isn't it? And it's amazing that there was so many of those innovations didn't happen until relatively recently, and they're fairly simple ideas.
Yes.
But just show, as you were saying there, our change of attitude. Simon, thanks a million for coming in to us. Simon Tierney there. We're going to take a break after that. Catching Thunder.
Moncrief
on News Talk with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. GasNetworks.ie/movetogas.